Give me the word. Make it plain and clear to me. Give me the word. It's a light that I might see. Give me the word.
Give me the word, an outreach of Restoration Church. Visit us online at restorechurch.ca. Now let's join Jeff Edwards as he brings us a word of encouragement, hope, and restoration for today.
Well, good morning, God bless. This is Jeff Edwards, and thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word. Remember that Give Me the Word is brought to you to help establish you in faith, to settle you, to put you beyond doubt, and bring you into a favorable position. We'd like to encourage you once again, ladies. Our WOW conference is coming up right around the corner on March the 9th. Register today. We're continuing to get registrations. We're believing for 250 ladies for an incredible day filled with gifts, filled with powerful teaching, and worship by Canada's own female vocalist of the year right here in Canada, Brooke Nichols. Going to be an incredible time. Registration's only $45, so call today, 705-588-7600. Register for the Women of Worth, March the 9th. Bring your daughters, bring your friends, share it. It's going to be a great day, ladies, just for you. March the 9th, our WOW conference. You know, we've been talking about the laws of harvest in our heart. And I want to take the next few minutes here today, and I want to set you up for a life that's beyond all that you could possibly imagine or think. And I want to talk to you about the laws of sowing and reaping. That's right, there are laws of sowing and reaping, and we began to talk to you about that in Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8, the parable of the sower soweth the word. We learned this, that the sower sows the seed. The sower has different kinds of soil that he's sowing into, and that is reflective of the heart of mankind. That's why we deal so much with the heart. That's why we've talked to you about the heart. The heart is about where change takes place. The heart is where the forces of life emanate from, and that only one fruitful soil really produces life. And as we learn the principles of God's Word tells us in these three sections of the gospel, that if you don't understand this principle, you'll not understand anything about the Word of God. Why? Because God's Word is the seed, and the seed is that which is changes. Listen, sowing always precedes reaping. Ecclesiastes 11:10 says, "He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap." It says it this way in another translation, "If you worry about the weather and don't plant seeds, you won't harvest a crop." The truth is, we are all sowing something, whether we realize it or not. Unfortunately, the negative things that we sow will produce a harvest just as the same as the good things that we sow. We are sowing into our minds, our marriages, our children, our relationship. We're sowing into all kinds of things. Remember, every word we do, every action is a seed. A seed will produce a harvest. Galatians tells us, "Be not deceived, God will not be mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap." That's why I want you to understand your heart is so important, because your heart is the ground. And as your heart is prepared, and as your heart is ready to receive the Word of God, it becomes productive in your life, and you begin to see your life change. You may not have in your hand what you need today, but you definitely have the seed. You have the seed of your word, your action, your deed. And seed is not just those things. Seed is everything that you have to change your future. You know, when you understand, okay, there is sowing that must take place. That means you must plant. A farmer understands that. You know, and as we look at the laws of sowing and reaping, I'm going to give them to you, you know, right here. It says that if we sow in diligence, we'll reap in riches. Listen, Proverbs 10, 4 and 5 says, "He who has a slack hand becomes poor, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. He who gathers in summer is a wise son. He who sleeps in harvest is a son who causes shame." The Bible talks about if we sow in righteousness, we'll reap mercy. And it also tells us that if we sow to the Spirit, we'll reap of the Spirit. We sow to the flesh, we'll reap of this flesh. I want you to understand what I'm talking about here. And you say, "Pastor Jeff, I've never heard anything like this." That's right. You may have never heard anything from the Word of God on seed, time, and harvest. Or if you've had, you've shut your mind off because you think it's just talking about money. Oh, money's part of it. But can I tell you what? God's after the change in your life, and He gives you the ability. That's what's so great about our lives as a Christian. You have the ability to change your future. You may be listening to this great network right now, and you're saying to yourself, I need some change in my life. You know, wherever you're at, you're having that cup of coffee. You're listening at the office. You're driving to work. You're sitting there in despondency and despair, wondering, what are you going to do? Hope seems to have vanished from your life. You're broken. You're in an abusive situation. Well, can I tell you what? I'm bringing you the Word of God today, and it says, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I'm planting a seed on the inside of you right now, the seed of the Word of God that will change. And if your heart has been primed, if your heart has been guarded, if your heart is prepared, then it will begin to take root, and it'll produce in your life. You must remember, seed must always be sown before there is a harvest. Though there is sowing involves both faith and risk. Listen to this. John 12:24 says, most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground, it dies. It remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. When you sow seeds, you have to give away what you could eat. Bury perfectly good seed and believe the nature will do what it's designed to do, that it will bring harvest. That's right. Sowing is much more difficult at times than reaping. Both sowing and reaping involve work, but in the case of reaping, the worker sees the immediate reward of his labor. But many times in sowing, we don't see the immediate reward. We have to recognize there is a process as we sow. And I'm preparing you for transformation. I'm preparing you for an exceeding abundantly above all that you could ask or think future. I'm preparing you from the Word of God. Remember, it's give me the Word. We're planting a Word on the inside of you that's going to produce change in your life. We've dealt with your heart. We've spoken to you about your heart. We've led you to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never made Him Lord of your life, you've been listening online, you've been listening to this great network, you're tuning in every day listening to the Word of God, you've not made a decision for Christ, the Word of God is taking root into your heart, into your life. Today may be your day. Today may be the day you just say, I'm going to receive you, Jesus. I'm going to step out in this life of being a Christian. I'm going to give my life to you. I'm going to just thank you right now. Perhaps you're listening to me. You know, if you're listening, you've never given your life to Jesus Christ, we partner together with the KFM prayer line. And the prayer line is toll-free for you right here, all across Northern Ontario, because you're loved, because there's someone on the other end of this line waiting to talk to you with a word of encouragement, totally confidential. They're not going to give your name out to anybody. They're going to pray with you. They're going to believe God with you, and they're going to put words of encouragement and hope into you. If you need prayer right now, no matter what situation you're in, you need finances, you need health, you need direction, you need hope, dial the toll-free ministry prayer line, 866-772-9379. 866-772-9379. That's someone's waiting to answer your call right now. Would you call them? You're planting a seed. You're taking action. And guess what? You'll reap the harvest of it. I'm wanting to get you to understand this law of seed, time, and harvest, this law of the process of the kingdom, this law that Jesus Christ Himself said in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, that if you don't understand the law of seed, time, and harvest, if you don't understand the law that the Word of God is the seed, that your heart is the ground, and you decide. Listen, sowing requires the patience for you to receive it. Listen to what the Word of God says in James chapter 5, verse 7 and 8. It says, therefore be patient, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, waiting patiently for it until he receives the early and the latter rains. Reaping does not immediately follow sowing. You don't plant a seed and immediately it comes forth. Oh, I've seen miracles happen that way. You know, I call it miracle grow when it's that quick. But the reality of it is, more than likely, it's patience. Patience. You know, if you sow a seed, it takes time to reap the harvest. You know, think about it this way. You know, if you are having rabbits, a rabbit produces in 31 days. A rabbit does. But if you sow an elephant seed, it takes 22 months to reap a baby elephant. Well, how many know? Different seeds take different times to harvest. But you got to be patient. reaping is in direct proportion to the sowing that you do. The size of the harvest is always determined at the time of the planting. A farmer with a big field gets a bigger crop. It says so in 1 Corinthians 9:6, but this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Now we're talking, you know, there are many people that have financial needs in their life, and they don't want to hear what I'm saying about seed. The Bible says to sow a seed, to plant a seed. That means to give of your tithes and of your offerings so that you're planting seeds for financial success in your life. Don't eliminate the financial arena of life when I'm talking about seed, but don't limit it to just the financial arena of life. You know, I sow tons of grace and tons of mercy and favor into people's lives, and I receive tons of mercy and grace back. We give out love, we give out prayers, and we get prayers and we get love back. You know, I give into relationships, I sow into my wife, I reap the benefit of that. I give into my children, I reap the benefit of that. It's all about remembering that in direct proportion to your sowing is how you'll reap. Another law of the harvest is this: the nature of the seed determines the nature of the harvest reaped. Genesis 1:12 says, "And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself to its kind." What you sow into, both natural and spiritual, you'll reap the harvest of it. You sow into the kingdom of God, you'll reap of the kingdom of God. You sow into strife and division, that's what you'll reap of. If you sow into mercy and grace and unity, guess what? That's what you'll reap of. And do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that will he reap. I want you to see that the word of God worketh. And it worketh by faith, and it worketh by love. And that the word that we're giving you right here on Give Me the Word is a direct word every single day to establish you, to strengthen you, to build you up, to bring hope, to bring encouragement, to let you know you're not alone on this journey, to let you know that you're just in the midst of the process, and that all you've got to do to change your future is to change the seed you're sowing in the present. And sometimes you just have to be patient for the process to fulfill itself. You know, you will always reap more than you sow. You know, you will always reap more than you sow. One corn seed produces a stalk which can produce 2 to 10 ears of corn with anywhere from 500 to 1,200 kernels, depending on the type of corn. We could say for certain types of corn that the one seed could potentially produce 10,000 new seeds. If all those seeds were planted, it would potentially produce 100 million seeds in 2 generations. Always more than what you sow. The seed produces more. The abundance of the seed dictates the abundance of the harvest. You could change your future right now with the seed that you have in your hand. And I want to encourage you. The next one is, we are responsible for sowing. God is responsible for increase. Let me just give them to you, and then we'll pick up here that as we begin again. The one who reaps is not always the same one who sows. You know, when you get the laws of sowing and reaping, and you begin to understand what Jesus said in the parable, it was hidden spiritual truth for those that were hungry to look and learn and listen. Open your heart right now. I pray over you in the name of Jesus that the Spirit of the Lord is moving in your life right now, that the heart, your heart, is being transformed, that God has given you a new heart, a heart that is fertile to the seed of the Word of God be planted, that hope is coming alive, that the Word of God for a brighter future is right now being spoken into your life, that you're able to break free of the strongholds of the enemy. Depression and fear go in the name of Jesus, because you're sowing into allowing this word to come into you to transform you, and you're going to grab a hold of it, and you're going to meditate on the word, and you're going to think about what I'm saying to you, and you're going to partner with the Holy Spirit, and you're going to get connected to a local church that's going to help grow you and establish you in the Lord. We love you so much. I want to encourage you right now that if you don't have a church home in the greater Sudbury area, come join us every Sunday at 10:30, 1621 Valley View Road. We'd love to meet you and shake your hand, invite you into the fellowship of the saints with us. Hallelujah. If you're outside of the greater Sudbury area and you don't have a church home, find one. We'd be glad to help you. Go online to restorechurch.ca. There's lots of great, wonderful churches, big churches and small churches all across the north that God has for you. Being part of a local church is so important. And we'd like to thank you for your partnership and your friendship. Remember us. Go online to restorechurch.ca and send us an email. Let us know that you're enjoying the program. Call the local radio, station right there and say, we sure enjoy Gimme the Word with Pastor Jeff and Pastor May. You know, and remember this, if you have a prayer request, you can call toll-free anywhere across Northern Ontario, 866-772-9379. 866-772-9379. Call today for prayer. There's someone there to pray with you. This is Jeff Edwards saying, Jesus loves you, and remember this, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.
Give me the word.
Thank you for tuning in to Give Me the Word with Jeff Edwards. For more faith-building messages and resources, visit us online at restorechurch.ca and download our app today. Remember, Jesus is risen. Victory is assured.